Salmon is big business, and fishery managers want to keep those stocks healthy. Mapping its genome will improve salmon production in a sustainable way, says Steinar Bergset, who chaired the International Salmon Consortium that did the work.
In the sequence, in the genetic material, are the codes for determining its health, its look, its utilization of food, and so on and so forth. So to be able to understand this relation between the genetics and the biology, then we need to sequence the salmon in this case.
While the size of its genome is about the same as a human's, the salmon's genetic code is more complicated. Instead of two copies of each gene, the salmon has four.
And of course, that's quite obvious that that makes some challenges, not only some, rather big challenges, to understand what you're sequencing relating to these four copies.
And the very long repeated sequences made the work even more arduous. The scientist applied tools for the Human Genome Project and developed new analytical instruments. Bergset says now that the genome is sequenced, the work to understand salmon biology is just beginning.
We could, for instance, understand the sex determination in the salmon and produce sterile salmon, which would be very beneficial for these interactions between the escaped farmed salmon and the wild salmon. And of course, then this problem with crossbreeding between the farmed and the wild will disappear.
The sequence is also certain to trigger work on other species closely related to Atlantic salmon, like Pacific salmon, trout, and char. The five-year, $10 million project is a collaboration among government and industry partners in Canada, Norway, and Chile. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.